This is the Radical Thought Devotion for Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. Our verse for today comes out of our daily reading in the One-Year Bible, and it's in Proverbs 24, verse 27. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. Many of the sayings collected in the book of Proverbs were probably written in the early part of King Solomon's life. This was almost 3,000 years ago, if you think about that. What an amazing thing that it is that most of these proverbs are still as valid today as they were when they were originally spoken. God's wisdom transcends time, geography, and culture. Today's verse is a great example of that. In fact, if more people would follow the advice of this in this verse, we might not be... people would not be struggling financially as they are. I originally wrote this in 2009 in the midst of the housing crisis. And so there was some crazy stuff going on back there. In this proverb, we're instructed to develop our business before building our house. The concept is simple. Make sure that you can pay for your house before you buy it. We have lived through periods where people were losing their homes at unprecedented rates. And this was not an unexpected result. Many people watching the housing market could see this coming. People were encouraged to buy a home well before they were able to pay for it. Companies promised never-ending real estate appreciation. They were promising a future they had no control over. And with greedy competitive nature of many businesses, they aggressively sought ways to motivate people to buy things they couldn't afford and they shouldn't have bought. You know, our proverb for the day tells us to take care of business first and then build your house. Now, there are two reasons why this doesn't work for a lot of people. First, people are impatient. We live in a culture that wants you to believe that you don't have to wait for God's timing to get God's blessings. You can go get them yourself. You can have it now, and you can have it the way you want it, for a small fee, of course. God has a plan to bless his people in ways they cannot even imagine. But they will come when he chooses to provide them, and in the way he decides to do it. The second reason people struggle with this is found in a definition. Most people define a house as a home. They would go so far as to say that until they have a house, they don't really have a home. It's been said, home is where your heart is. Now, that is where the problem lies. People put their heart where they want their happiness. And if they believe the only place they can be happy is in a house or in a bigger house that they don't have yet, then their heart is somewhere other than where they are. When we allow our heart to settle outside of where we are, we will be discontent until we are where our heart is. And if we cannot be happy and content with what we have, understand something, God is not likely to give us a lot more than we have. Learn to be content with what you have, and then you'll be ready for what God wants to give you. God's wisdom works for everyone and covers every situation in life. And if we'll just let him speak to us, we would avoid so much pain and suffering in our lives. Not all of it, of course, but a lot of it. You know, take care of business. That's what he said, take care of business. Yeah, it means you do what God has set before you concern yourself with taking care of your creature comforts. Seek God, and he will let you know when it's time for you to be blessed with more than you have. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. He is so faithful. He will never fail to bless those who love him and seek him. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us stay busy and wait for your blessing. The Radical Word Devotional is a ministry of the Radical Word, the Radical Thought Devotional. I'm going to keep messing that up probably forever. Go to radicalword.com to see more of what we do. The text-only version of this devotion, they're sent every day. We send one out. And so you can sign up for those by clicking on the link in the description below. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. It helps us get the word out. And until next time, go be radical with Jesus.